The American Lung Association, American Cancer Society, and other groups are holding gatherings to mark the start of the law requiring Wisconsin workplaces to be smoke-free. At a Mexican restaurant in Milwaukee, activist Leonor Rosas said the day has been a long time coming.
And it feels better than winning the World Cup, honestly.
Another anti-smoking leader is Tina Rivera of the Latino Hispanic Tobacco Prevention Network. She says banning smoking from many workplaces will help reduce the exposure to secondhand smoke that many Latinos encounter.
We know that most of our workers, they're blue collar, they're in construction, they're in hospitality and other like restaurants and bars and stuff, so we're trying to make this law work for them as well.
But getting tobacco smoke out of more workplaces doesn't mean the cigarette industry will stop targeting advertising to various demographic groups. Leonor Rosas, who's with United Migrant Opportunity Services, says her biggest concern going ahead is that Latinos will be encouraged to keep buying.
We know that the tobacco companies have deep pockets, and we know that they're smart, and they know that the Hispanic community is growing, and it is a gold mine for them. So we're anticipating smokeless tobacco, a lot of propaganda.
Rosas says anti-tobacco coalitions around the state will see what big tobacco comes up with and try to respond. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.